It's Joe and Alex Show. Hey, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. Even if you're only listening to win a prize right now, that's cool. I'll take it. I'll buy my friends. I don't care. Let's get somebody qualified right now by playing a little game so that they can possibly go to Vegas and see Marshmello in concert. We got to get two people, actually, so to have a chance here. Let's go to Brandon. Hey, Brandon, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
How you doing?
We're doing good. Brandon, hang on. We got to get one more person to play against you. Emily, say hi to Brandon.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello, caller.
We're making friends.
All right, but they might be enemies soon, Alex, because we're going to play a little game today, and it's quite simple. Brandon, you will buzz in with your name. Emily, you will buzz in with your name. You do that at any time here. The goal is to get 3 out of 5 right. Whoever does the most out of these questions I give will get the qualifying prize, which, of course, is pretty cool. If you're listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9, you're going to get little movie passes starring Regina Hall. If you're in Houston, you're going to get Clay Day Club tickets. So those are cool qualifying prizes. And the grand prize, a flyaway to Vegas to see Marshmello at Chaos Nightclub Sunday, April 28th. So today's game is called Marshmello Mystery. And let me see here. How do I explain this? I'm going to give you clues to something that includes marshmallows in it, and you have to tell me the product.
Okay.
Okay, that's the mystery.
Okay.
Now, here's an example. You would buzz in with your name if you knew it. But for example, this candy contains 2 round graham cracker cookies with marshmallow filling in the center, dipped in a flavor, flavored coating. What would that be? You could buzz in just for fun to see here.
Emily and S'mores.
No, that would be a moon pie.
Oh!
It's okay. I'm not taking a point away for a wrong guess. But
I was thinking s'mores, too.
Ooh, wow. Good thing you two aren't playing.
I didn't hear him say anything about... Did you say Hershey's chocolate?
I did not. You're very observant.
Yeah, then that would be a weird s'mores, in my opinion.
All right,
Trust me, it took me forever to find this game, and I only got 5 questions, because there's not a lot of things that have s'mores in them. Here we go!
You mean marshmallows.
Crap, I'm really not paying attention to what I'm saying. Yes, marshmallows. Let's begin the marshmallow mystery. Buzz in with your name, Emily or Brandon, at any time. This marshmallow mystery item is perfect for a summer night around a fire. You take a graham cracker.
Emily
is who I heard first.
Is it a s'more?
Is that your guess for everything today?
I guess.
Yes, it is a s'more. Yep. You put a marshmallow and a piece of chocolate on top and then a graham cracker. Has anybody ever tried it with that? Instead of chocolate, have you tried it with a Reese's peanut butter cup?
Oh my gosh,
it's
no.
So good.
Exactly. It is amazing.
Dude, game changer.
Yep.
Sheila just tweeted us and said she likes her s'mores with pickles.
Well, that is sweet and savory, I guess. That's interesting. She might be pregnant. All right, next one here. Emily's got an early 1-0 lead. This marshmallow mystery item is my favorite type of ice cream. It includes marshmallow swirl covered almonds. Emily, I heard first. What is your guess?
Rocky Road.
Yes!
Good job.
Love me some Rocky Road ice cream and chocolate ice cream in there.
2 for 2.
All right. I don't want to be negative, Brandon, but you better say your name just for funsies. Otherwise, you might be out if you don't get this next one here, if Emily gets it right. Here we go.
Okay.
This marshmallow mystery item is disgusting, and it's shaped into chicks, bunnies.
Brandon.
Emily.
Aw. Say it again, Brandon.
Peep.
There we go. Staying
alive.
Good job,
Brandon.
Yes. Who likes peeps?
Disgusting.
No one.
I'm cool. I liked them a lot as a kid.
Of course you
did. Of course you would. Your taste in everything is questionable. Okay. It's a 2-1 game. First to get to 3. Here we go. This marshmallow mystery item is a favorite breakfast snack of Alex.
Brandon.
Whoa. Okay, Brandon, what's your guess?
Lucky Charms.
What'd you say?
Lucky Charms.
Nope.
Nope.
Real fans know.
It's commonly made through mixing crisp cereal together using a combination.
Ooh, Emily.
Emily for the win.
Rice Krispie Treats.
That is correct. Congratulations.
That's right.
Brandon, I'm so sorry, man. We got to let you go. You have a good day, buddy.
Right. Thanks,
buddy. I feel bad for Brandon.
I do, too. I thought he was going to bring it back. It was pretty close.
Yeah, it was close. Good job, though, Emily.
I'm curious. Yeah, what was the next one, Joe?
I'm so excited.
The last one I had here, because it's hard to find things that aren't all the same.
Probably Lucky Charms.
No.
Or Fluffernutter?
You know what, though, by the way? I didn't even think of Lucky Charms.
Candy
but
yams?
That would work.
You know, like that you have at Thanksgiving with the marshmallows on top?
What about that marshmallow paste that people put on their peanut butter sandwiches?
Yeah, that just said Fluffernutter.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Yeah, Fluffernutter's pretty good. Actually, I want to have a PB&J and Fluffernutter sandwich today.
We could probably play this game again tomorrow with all the things me and Alex just came up with.
Let's not say we did, though. My next item was going to be, maybe you can figure this one out, either one of you, Alex or Porkchop,
okay,
can buzz
Alex.
In. All you need to, this marshmallow mystery item is perfect for a cold, wintry day.
Alex.
Alex.
Hot chocolate.
Oh.
Correct. With marshmallows.
Woohoo.
How do you like that, marshmallow boy?
I'm pork chop, not marshmallow.
Oh, my bad. Okay. Well, hey, another chance around this time tomorrow to get qualified for that marshmallow flyaway to Vegas.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Okay, can we stick with the food talk for a little bit? Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, and I already know Alex is going to poo-poo this, but I think this might be the greatest topic we've ever done. 833-JOE-ALEX. If you want to get early before the phone lines just explode with calls.
Yeah, I'm just, I was looking at this last night, and you know, I'm starting to rethink producer Porkchop's job, because aren't you supposed to double check the topics we come up with and
this was
say
actually,
that they're good?
This was our mutual idea.
Oh, of course it is. See, this is the uphill battle that I'm facing, everyone.
Joe wants to know, what's your favorite homemade or home-cooked meal? 833, exactly. That's what I'm talking about, brother. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's next on Radio Now. Alex, chicken nuggets do not count.